I may be in trouble with my voice, and you may be in luck. All of the acts of worship are things that we learn to do, and we can learn to do better, and we need to concentrate on. The singing tonight has certainly brought back a lot of memories of songs I haven't heard in a long time, and it's been very enjoyable. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians 5:19, "Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." He tells us to speak to each other. Singing is not just a part of making melody or sounds that you enjoy. Not in worship. We're actually talking to people. I've been aware of, but was really proven to me tonight, that if you seriously think and pay attention to every word that have been sung tonight, we have been telling people about Jesus. And you can learn a great deal of Scripture through the songs. 1 Corinthians, Paul tells the Corinthians in chapter 14, verse 40, "Let all things be done decently and in order." That means we have to practice and be prepared, and we have to know what's going on. We have to take turns, and we have to work at what we're doing. One of the things that we kind of done tonight with singing, but we've also worshiped our Lord, our God, and sang praises unto His name. John 4:23-24 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." It can't just be something you do in a passing manner. The Lord is looking for true worshipers. That tells us that there's a lot of false worshipers out. He tells us to worship the Father, we must do it in spirit and in truth. If we're doing it in truth, we know what we're doing, and we're doing it through the Scriptures and what the Scriptures have told us. If we're doing it in the Spirit, we're participating. We're there. We understand and are cognitive of the things that are going on and the things that are being said. The Father seeketh those who can do that. We need to concentrate and be sure we're doing that. Our last scripture this evening is Colossians 3:15-16. Paul told the Colossians, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, with thankfulness in your hearts to God." If you want peace to rule in your heart, and who doesn't? If you want to be thankful for things, that means you truly appreciate and know you're in a good place. It could be much worse. And there are good, better things in the future. We have to let the word of Christ dwell within us. To dwell means it has its home within us. And for the word of God to dwell within us, we have to study, we have to know it. And when we're singing, we have to understand it and sing the words that make sense from the Scriptures. It is to dwell within us with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing. Singing is a way to teach one another. If we're not singing to one another, we're not doing what the Scriptures tell us to do. It also admonishes us. To admonish is to implore, to help you through this process. What process? Life. We are to teach and admonish one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And again, he says, singing with thankfulness. Because we know the truth and we have hope. Without hope, there is no way to be thankful. There is no way to be happy. There is no way to be what we should be as Christians that walk this world. I'm not saying that things don't interfere with our lives from time to time and we get down. It happens. But if we concentrate on scriptures and the truth, if we sing to one another and admonish each other, and we teach each other, we're here in this together. And that's what we need to do. If you're not a Christian, these are not available to you. Thankfulness, happiness, forgiveness is not there. If you know the Word of God and you're willing and want to commit your life to God, we would be more than happy to be able to help you tonight if that's what you wish. If there are others among us that need help with God's Word, we would be more than happy to pray with you on your behalf. But if there's anything we can do for you, please come while we sing the song of invitation.